from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
A complete tragedy. That response from investigators on the scene of this country's latest mass shooting, leaving a classroom full of young children dead. Families, instead of planning summer break, are now planning funerals. Thanks for joining us. I'm Amanda Starantino.
And I'm Lynn Keyes. Almost a day after a killer walked into a South Texas school and opened fire, we're learning more about the victims and the senseless attack. Here's what we know so far. 19 children are dead, 2 teachers also dead. There are 17 people who are hurt. Their injuries are not life-threatening. The killer, an 18-year-old using an AR-15, no criminal history, no history of mental illness. Law enforcement shot and killed the gunman. Aaron Jones has the latest now from Uvalde.
A neighbor says the shooter moved in with his grandparents because of troubles at home and describe him as quiet and hard to talk to. His motive, unknown.
Sadness and grief overwhelm Uvalde, Texas, and the nation following another mass shooting. An 18-year-old gunman barged into an elementary school Tuesday with an assault-style rifle and high-capacity magazines.
It is intolerable and it is unacceptable for us to have in the state anybody who would kill little kids in our schools.
Authorities say the gunman shot and wounded his grandmother before the school rampage. They are investigating what led up to the massacre.
No friends, no girlfriends at this time that we know of, was unemployed, no criminal history, no gang affiliation. So we're trying to determine exactly what the motive was.
At least 21 people, including 19 young children, died. In an address to the nation last night, President Biden called on lawmakers to take action.
Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? It's time to turn this pain into action.
Some parents waited all night here at the Civic Center to see if their child survived the massacre. Authorities even using DNA samples to try and identify some of the victims.
My daughter, Annabelle Guadalupe Rodriguez, she's only 10 years old.
Jesse Rodriguez eventually got word his daughter was one of the victims. As this community learns more about who was killed inside the school, they are grappling with a sudden and unbearable loss.
Len, today Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke and said, as a society, as a state, we need to do better about mental health.
And we are getting more information throughout the day on the names of the victims in that shooting and confirming their identities. And we have learned police in Uvalde have confirmed Uzziah Garcia as one of the victims. Family have also confirmed Amari Jo Garza was killed in the shooting. Her stepfather asking everyone to hug your family today. And the teacher of that fourth grade class, Ava Morales, has been confirmed as one of the victims. On the school's website, she wrote that she had a supportive, fun, and loving family. And according to posts by family on social media, Annabelle Rodriguez was among the victims. These losses already taking their toll on the community. And Lexi Rubio among those victims as well. Shortly before the suspect opened fire, she had been celebrating getting a Good Citizen Award with her parents.
That was where I worked for 25 years. My husband's a principal there. My son went to school there. It's just breaking my heart. It's just breaking my heart. I just didn't ever expect anything like that to happen here.
Parents of other students at the school are expressing their sympathy, saying it could have easily been their own children in that situation. And people in the Bay Area will gather to remember those lost lives at a vigil tonight. It is scheduled in Foster City at the Recreation Center gazebo in Leo J. Ryan Memorial Park. Organizers say they will have battery-operated candles on hand. That will take place at 7:30 tonight.
And Bay Area cities increasing patrols around schools today in response to the shooting. San Francisco Unified says SFPD is increasing its presence around schools from now until the end of the school year on June 1st. The Contra Costa County Sheriff also ordered additional patrols around all of their schools. Mountain View Police echo that plan. As of now, no districts report any active threats. This is all just an abundance of caution. And an impassioned plea by Warriors head coach Steve Kerr last night during a pregame press conference. The coach pointing to a bill that would tighten background check rules for gun transfers among private parties.
We are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
Well, that matter, deeply personal for Kerr. His father was gunned down by extremists in Lebanon in 1984, where he served as the university president in Beirut. His cry echoing so many pushing the Senate to take up the bill.
So what, if anything, is going to happen this time? You are looking live at Capitol Hill, where the debate is already taking a similar turn. Here's Skylar Henry.
I am sick and tired of it.
President Biden said Congress has it within its power to prevent another tragedy like the one that unfolded Tuesday, a gunman killing 19 children inside a Texas elementary school.
The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons is just wrong. What in God's name do you need assault weapons for except to kill someone?
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will move quickly on legislation, including a background check bill already passed in the House.
It is unacceptable to the American people to think that there are not 10 of my Republican colleagues, just 10, one out of five over here, who would be ready to work to pass something.
Republicans have consistently been able to defeat gun control measures, and they accuse Democrats of politicizing tragedies to push an agenda.
You see Democrats and a lot of folks in the media whose immediate solution is to try to restrict the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens.
Senator Ted Cruz, who represents Texas, is calling for armed law enforcement in schools, even though the Uvalde gunman met resistance from armed officers at the school.
We need to devote far more law enforcement resources to stopping violent criminals, to preventing these kind of absolute acts of evil.
54% of Americans surveyed by CBS News earlier this month say laws covering the sale of guns should be more strict. Skylar Henry, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Former President Donald Trump, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz all plan to speak at an NRA convention in Houston this Friday. California Governor Gavin Newsom announcing action on gun violence at 1 this afternoon. We will have that on CBS News Bay Area.
A new FBI report says active shooter attacks are on the rise. The agency counted 61 incidents last year, up more than 50% from 2020 and up nearly 100% over 4 years. The FBI also noted the emergence of roving active shooters who targeted their victims in multiple locations over the course of one or more days. And stay with us for the latest developments on the Texas school shooting. We'll have coverage on air at KPIX.com and streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
Tomorrow marks 1 year since the VTA rail yard shooting that left 9 dead. A remembrance vigil will be held tomorrow morning to mark the moment the shooter stormed that facility and took those 9 lives. Earlier this month, VTA demolished the same building where a number of the victims were found.